This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Lieutenant Governor Angela McClain is leaving her post after less than 2 years on the job. Steve Jess reports.
McClain got the job in 2014 after John Walsh left for the U.S. Senate to replace Max Baucus. Now McClain's leaving, too, taking a post with the State Commissioner on Higher Education as the Director of American Indian and Minority Achievement and K-12 Partnerships. McClain says she wasn't unhappy in the number two spot.
I loved every single second of serving the people of the great state of Montana. And I worked tirelessly every single day from the minute I got up until the minute I went to bed at night.
Governor Steve Bullock will now have to look for a new lieutenant and potential 2016 running mate, but he says McClain was not forced out.
This wasn't a, you know, reset for re-election or anything like that.
State Republican Chair Jeff Essman said in a statement that McClain's departure raises questions about Bullock's leadership, and he called on the governor to select her replacement in an open process, not in secret. Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
The Environmental Protection Agency has announced an agreement yesterday about the cleanup of the Columbia Falls aluminum plant. Corin Cates Carney has more.
Under the terms of the agreement, the site's current owner, Columbia Falls Aluminum Company, will conduct a comprehensive investigation of soils, river sediments, and ground and surface water to determine the nature and extent of contamination at the site, located 2 miles northeast of Columbia Falls. The company will pay EPA to oversee the investigation. The result of the investigation will determine cleanup needs and identify potential cleanup options at the site. The EPA and Montana Governor Steve Bullock's administration have advocated for making the former aluminum smelter a Superfund site. The site's owner, a Swiss firm called Glencore, has resisted such a designation. An EPA spokesperson says the agreement will help the agency determine how contaminated the site is and begin to address the threats to human health and the environment at the site. He said the EPA is encouraged that the company has committed to an aggressive investigation of contamination in a legally binding agreement. An initial EPA estimate says groundwater and surface water at the site contains contaminants including cyanide, fluoride, and various metals. The contamination threatens a fishery containing federally protected bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout. The public meeting to discuss the investigation and next steps will be held in Columbia Falls, January 21st. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana woman is suing Costco and its California vegetable supplier because of the E. coli illness she contracted after eating chicken salad she bought at the company's Bozeman store. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in the Butte Division of U.S. District Court by Minneapolis law firm Pritzker Olson and its associates at Bozeman law firm Beck and Amston. Kelsey Lee Thielbar, a 30-year-old physical therapy assistant from Gallatin County, got sick after eating chicken salad she purchased on October 18th at the Costco in Bozeman. The Powell County Sheriff says investigators have found the bodies of a Deer Lodge woman and her adult son who were reported missing a month ago, along with a large bar of gold. The sheriff says the bodies of 79-year-old Beverly Giannotti and 57-year-old Gregory Giannotti were found at a dump site. A person of interest is being held on a parole violation. A group of Democratic state legislators has issued a response to their Republican colleagues who recently urged Governor Steve Bullock to prevent Syrian refugees from resettling in Montana. The 45 Democrats sent a letter dated November 27th saying that the Republicans' letter to Bullock seemed to be motivated by divisive politics. More than 30 governors have vowed to stop efforts to resettle Syrian refugees in their states following the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris, but that decision is under the authority of the federal government. A majority of Montana lawmakers say the State Department of Revenue did not follow legislative intent when it wrote a rule barring religious schools from benefiting from a new tax credit program. A poll of the legislature released today found 88 of the 150 state legislators said the Revenue Department's rule is contrary to the bill that passed earlier this year. Officials say low flows and stream blockages may have contributed to a decline in spawning results in the annual Northwest Montana Bull Trout Survey. The Missoulian reports the Fall Creek Survey found varied results. The North Fork of the Flathead count of 50 reds was lower than any of the previous 10 years. A special Montana hunting season meant to eliminate a bighorn sheep herd will probably not meet its goal. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks held the hunt after other strategies failed to help a Tendoy Mountain herd prone to the disease die-offs. The department wanted to eradicate the herd of 40 to 50 and replace it with disease-free sheep, but so far only 23 have been killed. FWP biologist Craig Fager says the snow or the reluctance to shoot small rams could have put a damper on the hunt. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.